Welcome, welcome, your backup plan tribe, to the last of four. This is part four of our videos this week or this month, and it's called Thinking Outside the Coffin, part four of a whole series of 14 creative ways to bury your loved one. Unbelievable. You know, when we lose a loved one, we want to find a way to honor them and preserve their memory. And for many people, this means exploring alternative burial options that are more sustainable and eco-friendly. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Tina Ginn. I am over at your Backup Plan app. We don't have any sponsors for this show. Our video series that we do, your Backup Plan app does sponsor the show. I'm the creator and developer of Your Backup Plan and a best-selling author of In the Blink of an Eye. Just like that, in a quick second, your life changes forever. It's so very true. And everybody that's gone through something similar, a tragedy, a trauma, something in a split second, it could be a hurricane or a wildfire. It happens that quickly and you just lose your brain. It just disappears in that moment. I am also a financial advisor and an emergency preparedness coach. We are on all podcast platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and of course, LinkedIn and Pinterest. Please like, share, and subscribe down here below if you already haven't. And if you'd like to see more of these videos, like that, smash that like button for your girl, because, you know, we want to do more of these for you guys. I know it's very popular. We did a cremation of ashes, what to do with cremation ashes, 60 ways, unbelievable. I did not think of that either. And we talk about real life stories on our podcast each and every week on our YouTube channel, on all podcast platforms. There's Alexa, there's Spotify, iTunes, you know, the list goes on all of them. We talk about real life stories with real amazing people on our shows about their life-changing events in their lives, tragedies, traumas, sickness, or accidents. And in the blink of an eye, it's unbelievable about how quickly something can happen. Something life-changing, something unexpected hits you and your life changes forever. And today our show is called Thinking Outside the Coffin, 14 creative ways to bury your loved one. Now, part four, we're going to talk about a few simple ways of what kinds of ways are there for the rest of this last video. It shouldn't be very long. Hopefully, we can get through it fairly quickly because it's really interesting. It's really cool and very interesting. The last bunch, did you know that you could have your cremation put into a diamond? Yes, known as a cremation diamond or a remembrance diamond. It's a very unique and meaningful burial method that involves transforming the cremated remains of a loved one into a certified diamond. And it depends, I understand that it depends on the consistency of your body to what colors come out in the diamond. Isn't that cool? And the diamond represents the enduring and eternal nature of the person's memory. It serves as a tangible and lasting keepsake that can be cherished and passed down through generations. And, you know, we talk about that on your backup plan with the leaving a legacy in that last component. And we have all sorts of workshops over on our Facebook group that have free workshops on having a plan to leaving a legacy. What kind of legacy would you like to leave? And we get together and we have lots of fun and we think of creative ways in leaving that type of legacy. We've had knitting, crocheting, pictures, photography, videos, all sorts of fun things. But this, of course, as a diamond, is a nice leaving a legacy for that next generation. And here's a quick picture of what it might look like. Memorial diamonds offer a deeply personal and symbolic way to remember and honor a deceased loved one. The diamond represents the enduring and eternal nature of the person's memory. It serves as a tangible and lasting keepsake that can be cherished and passed down through generations. Many individuals find comfort in having a physical object that embodies the presence of their loved one. Memorial diamonds allow for a tangible connection to the deceased, providing a sense of closeness and presence. Holding or wearing the diamond can evoke feelings of comfort, solace, and a continuing bond. They can be customized to reflect the individuality and the personality of the deceased. They are available in different colors and can be cut into various shapes and sizes. And this is a unique tribute, allowing loved ones to create a personalized memorial that holds special meaning and, of course, significance. It is environmentally friendly. It's a very environmentally friendly method because you're taking a process of turning something into something else. And it offers the alternative that aligns with eco-conscious values. Memorial diamonds often become conversation starters, providing an opportunity to share and remember the person's life and legacy. When worn or displayed, the diamond can serve as a tribute that prompts conversations and stories about the deceased, allowing their memory to live on. They are long-lasting, resistant to scratches, and it's so cool to see them make it. It's absolutely unbelievable. It allows their memory to live on. They're cherished for a lifetime, absolutely, and it can be suitable options for individuals who adhere to cultural or religious customs that allow for the transformation of remains into meaningful objects. It is essential research and understand any cultural or religious guidelines or preferences surrounding this burial method. It is important to note that memorial diamonds may not be suitable for everyone, as personal preferences, cultural customs, and individual beliefs vary. Additionally, the cost of memorial diamonds can vary depending on factors such as size, color, and cut. Before considering, it is recommended to thoroughly research and understand the process, consult with family members, and consider the wishes of the deceased. I'm going to come back on. I can't do two things at once, apparently. Consider the wishes of the deceased or their loved ones. Now, next is memorial reef burial. Anybody love the ocean out there? Anybody love sea animals and all that sort of stuff? It's really, really cool. A memorial reef burial is so interesting. Also known as reef burials or underwater burials, is a unique and environmentally conscious burial method that involves placing the cremated remains of a loved one within an artificial reef structure in the ocean. These structures are specifically designed to support marine life and provide a lasting memorial. Here's an overview. Memorial reefs offer sustainable and eco-friendly alternative to traditional burial methods. The artificial reef structures provide habitats for marine life, promoting biodiversity and contributing to the restoration and conservation of underwater ecosystems. By choosing this method, individuals can have a positive impact on the environment even after death. For those who have a deep connection with the ocean, for a love for marine environments, memorial reef burial offers a way to be laid to rest in a meaningful and natural setting. The tranquility and the beauty of the underwater world can provide solace and sense of peace for both the departed and loved one. It's so cool. And there's various companies that actually do this, and they actually put down for you after they set the part in place in the ocean. They'll give you the exact location of it so that people can always, of the family, can always come back and check on it or do a celebration of life there as well. And it's really cool because there's so many, it helps the animals and the whole environment so, so very much. These structures are designed to withstand the test of time, ensuring a lasting legacy for the deceased. These structures become permanent fixtures in the underwater landscape, allowing future generations to appreciate and interact with the living memorial. It serves as a reminder of the individual's life and their commitment to environmental preservation. These ceremonies can take place on boats or near the reef structure, providing an opportunity for personalization and sharing of memories in a serene and natural setting. They reduce the need for land usage and the associated resources used in traditional burial methods. This burial option can be used especially appealing in areas where land availability is limited or in regions where land use regulations restrict traditional burial practices. Loved ones can also connect with the memory of the deceased by visiting the Memorial Reef site or by participating in activities such as diving or snorkeling near the reef structure. The underwater environment can evoke a sense of wonder and reflection. Memorial Reef Burial provides a unique and serene space for loved ones to visit and connect with the memory of the departed. It offers an opportunity for personal contemplation, peacefulness, and a deepened connection with nature. That's for sure. It's also important to note it may not be suitable for everyone as personal preferences, cultural customs, and logistical considerations can vary. It is crucial to research and understand any regulations or requirements for Memorial Reef burials, such as permits, restrictions, and the availability of Memorial Reef sites. Consulting with family members and considering the wishes of the deceased or their loved ones is essential when considering any burial method. Wow, that is crazy. And you know, there's also another company. I'm not sure if there's more than one, but I have seen another company that has reef memorials, but they have them on old ships underneath that have been decaying. And that's also kind of neat because you can pick your spot and they can put it down there for you and you can have celebrations on a boat or in the water. It's so cool. And you can see so many videos on YouTube about that. I do know that Florida has for sure many different locations. Well, natural burial, we're back. It's also known as a green burial, and it's environmentally friendly and sustainable. It's so cool because natural burial is very, very, very different than what we think it might be. It seeks to minimize the impact on the earth and promote the natural decomposition of the body. It involves burying the deceased without embalming chemicals or non-biodegradable materials, allowing the body to return to the earth naturally. It is chosen by individuals who prioritize environmental sustainability. Traditional burial methods often involve the use of embalming fluids, metal caskets, and concrete vaults, which can have negative environmental impacts. Because natural burial uses biodegradable materials, avoids chemicals, preserving the integrity of the soil, and promoting the growth of native vegetation. Natural burial encourages the use of designated natural, it's a very designated natural burial grounds of conservation areas. These locations are protected from development, ensuring that the land remains untouched and can serve as natural habitats for wildlife. Choosing natural burial supports the preservation to the conservation of land. It offers a deeper connection to nature. Being buried in a natural setting such as a meadow, a forest, or woodland allows for a peaceful and serene final resting place surrounded by the beauty. Many individuals find comfort in the idea of returning to the earth and becoming part of the natural cycle of life. It's often very much more simple and more cost-effective compared to traditional burial methods. It eliminates the need, of course, of expensive caskets, embalming procedures, and concrete vaults, reducing the overall funeral costs. It aligns with the cultural and religious beliefs of many individuals. It reflects a respect for the natural world, the circle of life, and the idea of returning to the earth. For individuals whose cultural or religious traditions emphasize simplicity and ecological stewardship, natural burial may be one a meaningful choice. It provides a sense of peace, harmony, and connection with the natural environment. Many individuals find solace in knowing that their body will decompose naturally, becoming part of the earth's regenerative process. Loved ones may also find comfort in the thought of their departed family member or friend being in a natural and serene setting. It promotes transparency and honesty in the burial process. Without the use of embalming chemicals, the body undergoes a natural decomposition process, allowing loved ones to witness and acknowledge the reality of death. It is important to note that natural burial may not be suitable for everyone, as personal preferences, local regulations, and cultural customs vary. Always check in your location if there is a regulation or a permit required, or if it is even allowed. It is essential to research and identify natural burial sites or green cemeteries in your area and understand their specific requirements and procedures. Consider the wishes, of course, of the deceased or their loved one, and exploring alternatives within the realm of natural burial, such as shrouds or biodegradable caskets, and it can also enhance the overall experience. Wow, that's crazy. I've never personally seen that type of burial before, so that's kind of cool. And the last one is body donation. Has considered body donation. It's also known as anatomical donation, is the act of donating one's body after death for medical education, research, or advancement of medical science. Instead of traditional burial or cremation, the body is used by medical institutions or research facilities to train healthcare professionals, conduct scientific research, or develop medical procedures. It plays a crucial role in medical education and research, of course. By donating their body, individuals contribute to the training of future doctors, surgeons, and medical professionals. Which is really, of course, needed in our life these days. The hands-on experience with real human bodies allows students to gain a deeper understanding of anatomy, improve their surgical skills, and enhance medical knowledge. This in turn leads to a better patient care and improved medical practices. It supports scientific research and medical advancements. Researchers can study the human body's structure and function, investigate diseases, develop new treatments, and test medical devices or procedures. The insights gained from body donations have the potential to make significant contributions to medical breakthroughs, and of course, the improvement of healthcare outcomes. It is truly a selfless act of philanthropy. By donating your body, individuals make a lasting impact on society and future generations. It is a way to give back to the community and contribute to the well-being of others, even after death. It can bring a sense of fulfillment and purpose, knowing that body will serve a greater cause. I have known quite a few people that have gone that route. It can be cost-effective alternative to traditional burial or cremation. Funeral expenses such as caskets, embalming, and cemetery fees can be significant financial burden, of course. And by choosing body donation, individuals and their families can save on these expenses, reducing the financial strain during this difficult time. It allows individuals to leave a meaningful and lasting legacy. By contributing to medical education and research, donors become a part of the progress and advancement of healthcare. That is so cool. It is a way to make a positive impact and be remembered for the impact that they have made in the medical field. It can provide a sense of closure and healing, knowing that their loved one's body will be utilized for a purpose that aligns with their values, that can bring comfort and a sense of peace. It can also be a way to honor the deceased's wishes and continue their commitment to helping others. It is environmentally friendly. It eliminates the needs for chemicals and reduces the demand for land use associated with traditional burials. It aligns with sustainability principles and contributes to the reduction of the environmental impact. It is important to note their body donation requires prior arrangements and, of course, consent. Individuals interested in body donation should research and contact reputable organizations or medical institutions that accept body donations. It is crucial to familiarize yourself with specific requirements, procedures, and potential limitations of these programs. Additionally, it is essential to inform family members and loved ones about the decision to donate the body and, of course, discuss any concerns or questions that they may have. Wow, that's so cool. I've always said it's cool. I'm flabbergasted, I guess, because of all these different cool ways of burying your loved one. Well, I hope that you've all loved part four of our series of Thinking Outside the Coffin, 14 Creative Ways to Bury Your Loved One. We will be continuing on with our shows. Stay tuned for any more. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe down there below. Make sure you smash that like button for your girl here so that she can do some just like these for you guys. We have great topics each and every month, each and every week on our YouTube channel. And sometimes our podcasts will get them as well, where we talk about topics that have to do with taboo subjects such as death and dying and sickness and, of course, illness. And also disasters, because disasters can also have an impact on us, especially when we have no plan, especially if we have a huge earthquake and are found in the rubble and we don't have a plan left. Some people might say, well, I don't really care. I'm not around anymore. Well, you should care. You should care for your loved ones. You should care what those puzzle pieces are. There's so much money and assets that are left for the United States and Canada, the UK, Australia, for sure. I'm not sure about the other countries, but I'm sure it's just as big, because we don't know what plans that your loved one had before they passed. And there's money that can be missing in other bank accounts and other investment accounts that you're totally unaware of. So while you're worrying about what interest rate your investment is getting, make sure you also worry about if you have a plan in place to make sure that your loved ones know that there is this investment account to start with. And just by saying that it's in a file somewhere, it makes it very difficult for loved ones to find things. I have had clients that have worked a month or two with friends and family to come in and also try and figure out the puzzle pieces. Figure out where the will is. Figure out where their accounts are. So make sure that you can, perhaps an option would be for you to download the app today and get started right away. It's also great when you're alive and because you can have you can choose to do the medical portion as well. You can go to the physician or doctor, walk-in clinic, or you can type in while you're in the waiting room the problem that you're at the doctor for. And then when you go see the doctor, you can put in the result below that, as well as take a screenshot with your phone. And it will show perhaps the prescription or the type of treatment that he wishes or she, the physician wishes to start. So then you get a log of all your medical information, one right after, because I know that most of my clients, like 99.9% of them, do not remember what their last surgery was or their last medical treatment was. So for years later, we'd like to keep track of that. It would be very helpful. And your location may not keep track of this. I know that in our area in Canada, we've just started keeping track of those types of things, your prescriptions and your allergies, but it doesn't mean that you're going to have a log of all your other treatments. So there are so many things to think about in the app. There's also a page to take a picture of your wallet so that if it gets stolen or lost, you can find it. It has all sorts of sections in it for getting your plans together, what kind of plans that you think you'd like, and reviewing those. So stay tuned for updates on that as well. We love to bring that over to you. And make sure that, you know, we're not Superman. We act like we are, of course, but nothing's going to happen. Let me tell you, something will, of course, and we just don't know when or what, but something will. So we don't know, of course, it could be a wildfire or a hurricane or a tornado. We lose our house. We lose our objects. It's great for storing insurance information, pictures, photographs. The insurance companies will want photographs. You can take pictures of your vehicles, of your rooms, of your house, and it keeps everything in one simple one place for you so that you and your loved ones can share that information and have it at their fingertips when it's needed. So don't forget to like, share, subscribe down below, and till next week, I'm so happy to be here with you guys and go over the 14 creative ways and crazy ways to bury your loved one. Please stay safe and be kind. Till next week, I'll see you then. Bye.